Good morning. It's a Friday morning, and we're with Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
And on this Friday, we're going to talk about this CoLab co-working space that closed in downtown Albany. They've been sort of reviewing what they've learned from this venture.
That's right. After 2.5 years of being open, it's going to close permanently in mid-March. Owner Tyler Wrightson, who also owns Stack's Espresso Bar right next door, thought the co-working space would be a good addition to the community and complement the coffee shop well, but he said it never lived up to its possibilities. That was magnified when the pandemic hit last March and Wrightson had to quickly adjust by temporarily closing his coffee shop in downtown Troy and permanently closing a location in Massachusetts. CoLab also closed temporarily. Wrightson still thinks co-working can thrive in downtown Albany. It's just not a good fit for him right now. Stack's Espresso Bar remains open in Albany, but sales have suffered during the pandemic, mainly due to workers staying home and not, you know, coming in on their way to commute into work. With less revenue, Wrightson has had to cut overhead. He has about 8 to 10 employees right now, down from about 25 to 30 before the pandemic. But still, he's optimistic conditions will improve in the spring, and he's looking for a new location to open in Troy.
Now we go to another story. This is in response to the Pioneer lawsuit. People may remember the My Payroll scandal. In response to Pioneer's lawsuit, Teal Becker and Chiaramonte now say it is not at fault in that fraud. Explain what happened and what they're saying.
So Teal Becker Chiaramonte argues that in a new filing, it's not at fault for the multimillion-dollar bank fraud carried out by My Payroll HR's Michael Mann, and instead it was Pioneer Bank's, quote, chronic management and operational failures, end quote, that allowed the fraud to continue for over a decade. The accounting firm's claims were filed in response to the lawsuit that Pioneer filed, and the lawsuit seeks more than $34 million in damages against Teal Becker for professional malpractice related to audits of the annual financial statements for ValueWise, which is My Payroll's parent company. Pioneer Bank, along with other financial institutions, had lent Michael Mann millions of dollars based on what turned out to be false receivables from 2009 until 2019. The decade-long scheme was revealed in September 2019 when Bank of America froze his accounts and his companies were unable to make payroll for hundreds of small businesses nationwide. Mann has pleaded guilty to federal bank fraud and is expected to be sentenced next month. The lawsuit filed by Pioneer Bank claimed Mann was able to defraud Pioneer for so long because Teal Becker failed to conduct a sound audit of ValueWise. Teal Becker disputes those claims in its response and says that Pioneer relied on financial statements that were altered by Mann, including that several of Mann's companies had either been absorbed, liquidated, or sold without disclosure. Teal Becker's response also said Pioneer ignored red flags about one of Mann's entities, which would have really affected the amount of loan Mann was eligible for. Teal Becker is represented by Louis G. Corsi of Landman Corsi, Belain & Ford, and Pioneer Bank's attorney Robert J. Alessi of DLA Piper said in a statement that it was Teal Becker that failed to detect Mann's fraud because the firm did not adhere to standards of the accounting profession, which had caused millions of dollars in damage to Pioneer and others. A deposition is scheduled in the Pioneer Teal Becker lawsuit for May.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.